Rivalries are important for the business of sports. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joe Cobbs, professor of sports business and event management at Northern Kentucky University, determines why some teams bring out fans' passion, but others do not.
Yankees suck. Yankees suck. Yankees suck. If you have ever attended a Red Sox baseball game at Fenway Park, you have probably heard this chant from Boston fans, even when the Red Sox opponent is, say, the Tampa Bay Rays and not the New York Yankees. Why do some opponents, such as the Yankees, produce such a rage in fans, while others, such as the Rays, are practically ignored? Understanding the ingredients to rivalry is important because rivals' animosity often translates to peak attention in the form of high ticket sales and broadcast viewership, adding to the riches of the sports investors. This antisocial yet pro-demand dichotomy of rivalry creates a dilemma. We don't want fighting in the bleachers, but we love the drama. Ongoing research from the No Rivalry Project has begun to illuminate a resolution by dissecting the three categories of ingredients that commonly result in fans' perception of rivalry: the conditions of conflict, strong similarities, and deep differences. When perceptions of intergroup rivalry are driven by the conflict condition of competitive parity or strong similarities in value, rivalry can act in a pro-social nature, resulting in respect for the opponent. However, when perceptions of rivalry are driven by the deep differences of disparate values or discrimination by authorities, rivalry often perpetuates antisocial outcomes, such as prejudice toward rival fans, which is further exacerbated when your perceived rival fails to reciprocate your recognition of the rivalry. So the next time you see a baseball game involving the Red Sox and Tampa Bay Rays, keep in mind that the Yankees are also present, if only in the minds of Boston and Tampa Bay fans.
That was Joe Cobbs of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.